Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Respected elders, beloved brothers, before we begin, humble appeal, inshallah, to our brothers at the back, inshallah. If you can fill the masjid from the front, inshallah, Allah will reward us, inshallah. The voice will reach everywhere, but if you come to the masjid, if you fill the saf in the front first, inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Maulana Abdulrahim Khan, many of us know him from Orient School, he used to always mention this in the beginning of his talk. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala sufuf fil awwal. Allah Ta'ala sends His special mercies, and the malaika invoke Allah's blessings on those people that occupy the first saf. Allah give us tawfiq also, inshallah, to always be in the front line of the deen, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhi nastafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم من أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My most respected elders, beloved brothers, firstly we thank Allah Ta'ala for giving us so many favors. Allah Ta'ala blessed us with iman. Allah Ta'ala blessed us with being in the ummah of His most beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala allowed us to leave our comforts and to leave our environments wherever we were and to come to His house. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that man raha o ghada ila al-masjid kana daminan ala Allah. That person who comes to the masjid in the morning or in the evening or at any time in the morning or evening, كَانَ ضَامِنًا عَلَى اللَّهِ, that person comes under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu once told Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, عَلِيكَ بِالْمَسْجِدِ فَأَلْزِمْهُ فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ الْمَسْجِدُ بَيْتُ كُلِّ مُؤْمِنِ. Hazrat Salman Fasi radiallahu anhu once met Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, and during the course of the conversation he said to him, that hold firmly, cling to the masjid, because I've heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that the masjid is the home of every believer. My dear brothers, like a fish is in water, a fish feels at home in water. In the very same way, a Muslim should feel at home in the masjid, to the extent that Nabi Pak alaihi wasallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, some people will be given shade under the throne of Allah Ta'ala, under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. All of us, we've been hearing over the time about Qiyamah, about the terror of Qiyamah, how frightening the day will be. People will be running helter-skelter. People will be living in, we will be staying in fear. There will be people, the Quran says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. Those people that rebelled against Allah Ta'ala, the kuffar, and those that disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala, and those that disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, Allah says they will actually chew on their fingers. And that day, Allah Ta'ala will give shelter and shade and comfort to those people who qalbuhu wa rajulun qalbuhu mu'allaqun fil masajid. That person whose heart was always yearning for the masjid. His heart was attached to the masjid. So may Allah Ta'ala make us all, my dear brothers, Allah walas. And may Allah Ta'ala make us all masjid walas. And make us always attached to the masjid. After Jummah Salah, all of us that are sitting here, make the intention, inshallah, that I'll come back for my Asr Salah and my Maghrib Salah and my Isha Salah. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us, and he said, when you see a man that frequents the masjid, fashhadu lahu bil iman, then you must bear testimony to the fact that this person has got iman. Because Allah Ta'ala has said, innama ya'muru masajid Allahi man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir wa aqama as-salata wa ata az-zakah. That innama ya'muru masajid Allah, those people frequent the house of Allah Ta'ala, man amana billah, who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may dear brothers, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the love for the masjid. Allah give us tawfiq to make the masjid the center point of our lives. Our whole day must be programmed around the masjid. If we're at home, we must know, now just now it's going to be time for salah. What I must busy myself in something that will make me miss my salah with jamaat. At my work also, I must remember what time is dhuhr salah, what time is asr salah. When I'm on a journey also, a true Muslim, a true believer in Allah Ta'ala is particular about his salah. And especially particular about salah with jamaat, my dear brothers. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us this life in this world as a test. This life is very, very short, as we all know. Nobody is here forever. Just now was 2025, now we're 2026. Today is the 12th of Rajab. The month of Ramadan is around the corner. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, he has taught us this dua that we all know, mashallah. Allahumma barikana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, give us barakat in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban, and Ya Allah, help us to reach Ramadan. The Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming. Month of blessings, month of forgiveness, month of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, for us to be able to appreciate Ramadan, my dear brothers, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the beginning of the month of Rajab, used to recite this dua. Oh Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab and Shaban, and help us to be prepared and to receive the month of Ramadan, to see the month of Ramadan also. So Allah give us tawfiq, my dear brothers, to frequent the masjid, to be busy ourselves in ibadat, to busy ourselves in those actions that we should expect to do in Ramadan from now. Increase our tilawat of Quran, increase our dua, increase the time we spend in our dua, increase our zikrullah, increase our acts of ibadat, my dear brothers, increase our sadaqah, try to keep some fast here and there wherever we can, my dear brothers. Because this is all will be of assistance to us tomorrow. Life in this world is very, very short. We all come to leave this world one day. And when we leave this world, my dear brothers, nobody comes back in this dunya. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, when a person passes away, then three things accompany him to his qabr. Three things accompany him to his qabr. Two of those things remain behind, and one enters his qabr. One comes with him in his onward journey. The two things that remain behind are his family and his wealth. When a person passes away, we all witness a janazah. The family is there. We are shedding tears. They are crying. They are emotionally distressed. They are sad at our departure. But my dear brothers, after a few minutes, if not 1 hour, then after more than that 1 hour, they have to turn back home. Our motor vehicle that came to the Qabristan also, that motor vehicle goes back to our house. But what stays with us in our qabr? Our good actions, our iman and our amal. Our iman and amal. In the kitab, famous kitab, Riyadu Salihin, the author mentions one couplet. He says, in ibadallahi futanun. There are some people who are the intelligent servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They live in this world and they saw that this world is temporary. Everything comes to an end. So what do? طَلَّقُ الدُّنْيَا وَخَوْفُ الْفِتَنَةِ. They turn their backs to the dunya out of fear for the trials of this life, of this world. And what did they do? They made the good actions. They regarded the dunya as the sea. And they made the good actions the ship to sail across the sea. So my dear brothers, our life in this world is very short. One great buzrug, Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi rahmatullah alayhi, what did he say? Five things in five things. He says, we found an increase in our sustenance, barakat in our sustenance. Talking about a'mal, good actions, my dear brothers. One is we give our hearts to the dunya, work for the come and we leave the dunya behind. No matter how much a person amasses of this dunya, my dear brothers, no matter what fortunes, what figures he accumulates, one day he'll be separated from those figures and that wealth of his inseparably. But my dear brothers, our a'mal will continue coming to us in our graves and on the day of Qiyamah, it will meet us there also. So he says, we have found five things in five things. He says, we found an increase in barakah in our sustenance through salatul duha, through chash namaz. About 19 o'clock, a person makes a small effort and he makes 2 rakats or 4 rakats of salah, then he will find barakah in his sustenance. Today we work so hard for our sustenance and we adopt only the worldly means. But my dear brothers, a Muslim, Allah Ta'ala has given him another avenue of drawing from Allah's treasures. Through his salah. Salah is the door of barakah in our sustenance. نبی پاک علیہ السلام مسئول بے اللہ تعالیٰ نے قرآن شریف وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. او نبی داود حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ command your family to guard the salah, to be consistent in salah. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا and you also remain firm on your salah. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا we don't ask you for sustenance. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُ we are the providers of sustenance. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى and the best result and the best results, the best ending is for those people who have taqwa. So as Shaqih Balkhi Rahmatullah says, we found an increase in our sustenance by holding firmly onto charge namaz. We make our charge namaz with yaqeen, inshallah, Allah will give us barakah in our sustenance. And what is barakah? Barakah is whatever you have, Allah Ta'ala causes it, makes it like elastic. Allah makes it see to more of your needs. Somebody else will have more, but no barakah, those needs of his won't be fulfilled also. And the money of his will come to an end quickly. But when there's barakah in our wealth, Allah will make that wealth see to many of our needs, inshallah. So he says the first thing is we found barakah in our sustenance through charge namaz. Then he says we found light in the cover through tahajjud namaz. My dear brothers, what a great amal tahajjud namaz is. Allah give us all tawfiq to make tahajjud salah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made tahajjud salah always. Sahaba ikram, the pious people, the habit that they always love tahajjud salah. When the whole of mankind is fast asleep in ghaflat, those special friends of Allah Ta'ala who Allah awakens, they wake up, they move the blanket off from their bodies, they get off the bed, they make their wudu, and they stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they make the 2 rakats of salah, 4 rakats of salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said one famous hadith. It says, Afshu salam wa at'imu ta'am. Make salam a common practice amongst yourselves. And feed people, be generous, don't be tight-fisted. Afshu salam wa at'imu ta'am wa silul arham. And maintain family ties. وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ and make it a habit to make tahajjud namaz when the rest of mankind is fast asleep. تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامٌ you'll enter Jannah peacefully, easily you'll enter Jannah. Allah will remember that sacrifice of yours in your life of this world. Allah will remember how you left your warm bed, you left the comfort of your beautiful wife, you make the qurbani in summer, in the short nights to wake up for tahajjud, in the cold nights of winter, you brave the cold and you woke up and made your wudu, sometimes with cold water also, and you made the tahajjud namaz. Allah will never forget that. When you go into your qabr, inshallah, that namaz of yours, of tahajjud, become a means of light for us, my brothers. In this world, when there's no light, what happens? We become parashan. We become worried. We start now sending WhatsApp messages, and we start sending emails, and we start phoning the call center. Why there's no lights in our area? Everything comes to an end, comes to a standstill. Imagine, my dear brothers, a person will be placed in the cover. Once you're in the cover, you can't come out. Mufti Salih Jisab, Allah Pak, give him long life and barakah. He always reminds us, he says, a person in this life, he wants always access and he wants to express himself. We always want to be able to express ourselves. A successful person is one who can always express himself. He can get his needs sorted out and he can access whatever he wants. And a person goes into the cover, my dear brothers. When you're in the cover, nobody can come out of the cover again. From all 4 sides, you are surrounded. In fact, all 6 sides, you are surrounded. Top and bottom, you are surrounded. No way out from there, my dear brothers. The provision for our cover is now in this world. Whatever good deeds we can do, al-qabru sunduqul amal. Our cover is our treasure box of our actions. If you will do good actions, inshallah, those good deeds will accompany us in the grave. If you will live a life of sin and ma'asiyat, away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they may be very, very dark. May Allah ta'ala give us all nur in our qabrs. Allah give us tawfiq to make himmat, my dear brothers, to make tahajjud namaz. Ulama tell us, if you can't wake up for tahajjud namaz at 2:30, 3 o'clock or whatever, then wake up earlier than that. If you can't wake up earlier than that also, Allah has made it so easy. Ulama say, before you sleep, make 2 rakat namaz. If you can't even do that, then after Isha namaz, make 2 rakat of salah, nafil namaz. Make niyat, ya Allah. I'm very weak, ya Allah. Give me tawfiq to wake up. But if I don't wake up, ya Allah, count these 2 rakats of mine, ya Allah, as my tahajjud. And more than that, and better than that, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person makes the intention to wake up for fajr namaz, for tahajjud namaz, and perchance he can't wake up for tahajjud namaz, Allah Ta'ala, out of his grace and kindness, will give us the reward of tahajjud namaz. At least make the niyat, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Then he says, we found easy answering in the cover through tilawat of the Quran Sharif. My dear brothers, Ramadan is coming now. My dear brothers, the beauty of Ramadan is that Ramadan is the festival of the Quran Sharif. Ramadan is the month when a person should link himself to the Quran Sharif. We look at the life of our pious ulama ikram, our pious predecessors. They busied themselves in Ramadan mostly in tilawat of Quran Sharif. They made the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. They, mashallah, did lots of reading and writing and increasing their knowledge. Outstanding practice of theirs was reading Quran Sharif. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, in the nights and the days, one whole Quran khatam. Imagine one Quran khatam in the day and in the night. 60 Quran khatams, Allahu Akbar. So what does this show? It shows that they knew Ramadan was the month of the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The great link between Quran and Ramadan is there. So my dear brothers, we have to benefit from Ramadan. Let us start from now reading more and more Quran Sharif. Inshallah, it will help us in Ramadan. Inshallah, it will help us to enjoy Ramadan. It will give us, it will spiritually uplift us. It will make us desirous of more reward from Allah Ta'ala. We'll find, my dear brothers, if we will prepare for Ramadan from now, then we'll find that Ramadan will become easy and enjoyable. If a person doesn't prepare from now, then we find when Ramadan comes upon us, the nafs is like that. When Ramadan comes upon us, there will be a certain disinclination sometimes. May Allah Ta'ala save us from that condition. So my dear brothers, to avoid that from happening to us, let's see how we can prepare ourselves from now. Read more Quran Sharif. So he says, we found nur. He says we found easy answering to our questions in the grave through the reading of the Quran Sharif. We all know, my dear brothers, when a person passes away and he goes in the qabr, what happens? The angels come to question him. Ma rabbuk, ma dinuk, ma taqulu fi hadha rajul. Who was your sustainer? Who was your Rabb? Who did you always call out to? When you had a problem, who did you turn to? Whose number did you dial? When there was a problem, where did your heart turn towards straight away? That is your ilah, that is your sustainer. That is who you saw your needs be fulfilled from. When a person always turns to Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That person who goes around telling everybody, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, oh people, things can't do, nothing can do, only Allah Ta'ala does. إِنَّ الَّذِي قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, the sustainer of everything, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to Allah, who is the sole sustainer, provider, creator, nourisher, protector of the entire universe, all the worlds you can think of. Everything in existence is from Allah Ta'ala. It is run by Allah Ta'ala, controlled by Allah Ta'ala. Its existence depends on Allah Ta'ala. Its benefit and harm is from Allah alone. Nothing can benefit us, nothing can harm us without the permission of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So, imagine, when a person says this or continuously, the yaqeen comes into his heart, and he says to everybody, and reminds himself about this all the time. When he is about to pass away, the Quran tells us, the malaika will descend upon him, and they will console him. Say, bhai, don't worry. You are leaving your family and your belongings and your comforts behind. Don't worry. Don't regret over anything. And you are going to an unknown journey. Don't have any fear. Like in the dunya, you were constantly in the remembrance of Allah and the obedience of Allah, and you found us around you all the time. Now when you are on this journey, unknown journey, we will be your companions. And we will accompany you right till you get to Jannah, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, my dear brothers, to always read the Quran Sharif. And so, in the qabr, the question will be asked, Mar Rabbuk, who was your sustainer? If you made effort on your iman, you spoke about Allah, you remind, well, nobody does, Allah alone does, then inshallah in the qabr you will be saying, without any hesitation, spontaneously you will say, Rabbi Allah, my Rabbi is Allah. And then when you will be asked, Ma Dinuk, what was your religion? What did you follow? If as a Muslim you always said, I'm a Muslim. And what some people say, Muslim. We're not Muslim, we are Muslim. We are Muslim. And you say, I'm a Muslim. Who's a Muslim? Somebody who submits to the orders of Allah Ta'ala. Somebody who submits to the deen of Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't prefer any other lifestyle. We're now in this silly season. A true Muslim will say, I will follow the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Follow the teachings of my deen. I will stay far from all the wrong practices of others. Whatever they can do, they will do. But I will follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My deen is Islam. Islam is a complete way of life. Allah ta'ala hasn't made us in need of turning for any guidance. Marriage, look at Islam. Allah has given us A to Z guidance. somebody passes away, what to do? Allah Ta'ala gives us complete guidance. Where any happy or sad occasion, any guidance, guidelines in the deen of Islam. Layluha kanahariha. The night is like the day. Very clear guidance from Allah Ta'ala and from Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how to lead our lives, my dear brothers. Third question. Man nabiyuk o ma taqulu fi hadha ar-rajul? Who was your prophet? Who was your example in life? Who did you admire? Who did you aspire to follow throughout your life? Who did you say, I want to be like him? This is my icon. This is the man I want to be like. My dear brothers, the more we make an effort to follow the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we will find Allah will give us tawfiq, inshallah. When we are in the qabr, spontaneously the heart will say, Hada Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is my Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sahaba Ikram, my dear brothers, they loved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so much that wherever they were, they preferred his lifestyle. They saw success in following the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Famous story, Hazrat Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu. He's in Rome. He is invited with some other Sahaba to a small meal, like some refreshments. And while they're eating, some morsel of food falls from his hand or from his mouth. So they say, you know, the saying is, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. But Islam says, no, don't do what the Romans do. Do what Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. So what does he say? He thinks to himself, now, this food has fallen from my mouth. I must pick it up because the barakat may be in this morsel of food. Nabi Pak said, when you're eating your food and your food falls from your mouth, then pick up that morsel of food if it can be eaten. Because you don't know, maybe the barakat of your food is in that morsel that has fallen. So he goes to pick up that morsel. He stretches his hand towards that morsel. Somebody next to him says, "Bhai, you are here in this strange place, in this foreign place. It's against their culture to pick up food that has fallen down." What does he say? His yaqeen and conviction was that my success is in only giving regard to the sunnah, tariqah and the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was our example from A to Z, head to toe, morning till evening, from now till we die. So he says, my Nabi has taught me to pick up my food from the ground. He says, أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِهَذِي الْحُمَقَى مَسَا أَبَنَّنْ the sunnah of my beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the words he uses. Not my Nabi. Habibi, he regards Nabi Pak as his beloved. And when you regard your Nabi as your beloved, then you will regard his ways as your beloved. Beloved ways also. Nabi Pak himself even said, Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani. That person who loves my sunnah, he has indeed loved me. Very, very easy to claim love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam today, my dear brothers. But the real test or the proof of the claim is in how much you love his sunnah. And he said himself, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani. Whoever loves my sunnah, he indeed has loved me. And whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala give us love for the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, when we'll be asked, مَا تَقُولُ بِهَذَا الرَّجُلُ Who is this person? And the face of Nabi Pak will be shown to us. At that time, if a person loved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he loved the sunnah, then without any hesitation, the heart will make him say that this is my Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, Hadith Shaqib Al-Baqi rahmatullahi says, that we found an easy answering to the questions in the grave through tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Allah give us tawfiq. Then he says, we found an easy crossing over the pul sirat through fasting and sadaqah. He says, on the day of Qiyamah, when a person will be forced to cross that bridge that is so dangerous over Jahannam, those people that regularly gave sadaqah and those people that kept fast regularly will be able to pass through that bridge very, very easily. Allah make us amongst those people, inshallah. And then he says, time is already up. And he says, and we found place under the shade of Allah Ta'ala's throne on the day of Qiyamah through making the zikr of Allah in abundance, in solitude. May Allah Ta'ala, my dear brothers, give us all tawfiq to adopt amal in our lives. Today the whole world is saying, your success is in mal, success is in things. If you don't have this, you won't be successful. If you don't eat this, you don't wear this, you don't drive this, you don't behave in a certain way, you won't be successful. But my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that success lies in iman and amal. And real success, Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Real success is that a person sails through the life of this world, to the test of this world, and he enters Jannah. That is real success. And he has been saved from Jahannam. That is true success. Success in this world is temporary. All the ups and downs in this world are just a test. If you're on the top, it's also a test. If you're down, it's also a test. The real success is when you reach our destination, which is Jannah. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. But you just, Hazrat Maulana asked me to make a small announcement. Inshallah, the schools will be opening very, very soon, my dear brothers. And Allah Ta'ala has given many of us the amanat of children. Our children, if you will mold them and we will nurture them in the correct way, inshallah, we will give them deen, then tomorrow, then our children will become an asset for us in this world and in the hereafter. Our children will make dua for us. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam once was passing by a qabr and he noticed that that person in the qabr was being punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he made dua and then he carried on. When he returned on his journey, on his return journey, he passed by that grave and then he saw that that person was now in comfort and he was in ease and comfort. So Isa alayhi salam asked Allah ta'ala, Ya Allah, when I was passing by this qabr, this man was in difficulty and now I'm passing by, he's now in comfort. It was said to him that this person's child learned to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So Allah Ta'ala said, how can we punish a person whose child is saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? He learned the name of Allah Ta'ala. My dear brothers, if you teach our children the deen, teach them iman, teach them a'mal, teach them salah, teach them taharat, teach them how to live like good Muslims, inshallah, then they will become a means of comfort for us in this world also. And when we leave this world, they will become a means of our salvation in the hereafter. So my dear brothers, we make a humble appeal, inshallah, those brothers that have children, inshallah, of school age, school going age, they say how we can, inshallah, send into madrasa, contact Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Sahib, inshallah, and get more information from about the madrasa. Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الحمد لله الحمد لله علي الذات عظيم الصفات سمي السمات كبير الشان جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جلي البرهان فخيم الإثم غزير العلم وسيع الحلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزير العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم وقال تعالى وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا وقال تعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ولا تقنطوا من رحمة الله فإنه أرحم الراحمين ولا تحبوا الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين ألا وإن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستوفي رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين ودعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حيان عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم، وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غردا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين والمظلومين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك، اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم مزق جمعهم، اللهم دمر ديارهم، اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم، وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم أهلكهم، اللهم أهلكهم كما أهلك عاد وثمود. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان، وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان، وسلم رمضان لنا، وسلمه لنا متقبلا. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Be straight in the surface, fill in all the gaps, inshallah. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسر، نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو اهله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت اقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الله لا اله الا هو